This news update is being brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. And by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. David Jason Hale appeared in Huron County District Court to face an amended charge of operating while intoxicated, second offense. Hale entered a plea of not guilty to the misdemeanor charge. Judge Ferris set his bond at $3,500 personal recognizance with conditions prohibiting Hale from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances. The court appointed attorney Martin Perzondek to represent Hale for the remainder of the case. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for September 3rd at 10 a.m. And Southern Gospel Music takes center stage next week at the Pigeon Band Shell. The venue will welcome Michigan-based Justified Quartet on Thursday, July 23rd, with the concert beginning at 7 p.m. The Akron Quartet is known for its four-part harmonies and a blend of traditional and contemporary Southern gospel music centered on messages of faith, hope, and encouragement. Pigeon Band Shell Committee Chairman Neil Eichler says the group has become a favorite with audiences across Michigan and is pleased to have them as part of the venue's 35th concert season. Advance tickets are available online and at participating outlets throughout the Thumb, with additional tickets available at the gate before the performance. Guests are asked to bring their own lawn chairs or blankets for seating. If severe weather develops, the concert will be moved indoors to the Laker High School Auditorium between Pigeon and Elkton. Weather-related venue changes will be announced on the Pigeon Band Shell website, social media, and Thumb Broadcasting Station. And one of the nation's largest military readiness exercises is returning to Michigan next month. Northern Strike 26-2 will run August 3rd through the 14th, bringing more than 9,000 service members from 36 states and territories, along with military personnel from five allied nations, to training sites across northern Michigan. The exercise will center on large-scale joint operations involving ground, air, cyber, and maritime forces. Troops will train with live fire scenarios, cyber defense operations, unmanned aircraft and watercraft, medical evacuation missions, and logistics support designed to prepare military units for modern combat environments. Training will take place primarily at Camp Grayling Joint Maneuver Training Center and the Alpena Combat Readiness Training Center, with additional activities scheduled on Lakes Michigan and Huron, as well as several military installations throughout the state. State military leaders say Northern Strike has become a key testing ground for new technologies and joint operations involving the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, National Guard, Reserve Forces, and international partners. Beyond military readiness, the annual exercise also delivers an economic boost to northern Michigan, generating an estimated $44 million each year through military pay, travel, and local spending. Drivers should expect heavier military traffic on Michigan highways beginning August 1st as personnel and equipment move into the training areas, with similar activity expected after the exercises conclude on August 15th. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsors.
Your home is one of the most important investments you'll make. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. Whether you're buying your first house, refinancing to save money, or building the home you've always dreamed of, our mortgage team is here to help. We offer fixed-rate mortgages, construction loans, and options designed to meet you where you are. Looking to update your kitchen, add a garage, or finally tackle that home improvement list? We also offer home equity loans and lines of credit, giving you access to the equity you've built at a rate you can feel good about. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we keep your loan local. That means local decisions, local service, and a team that knows your community, because we're part of it. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we do have your obituaries for today. Francis Kasiba, on July 18th, passed away. Francis Josephine was born on December 15th, 1922. She is survived by her daughters, Mary and Sandy, her grandsons and great-granddaughter, and her sisters. Visitation for Fran's final goodbyes will be on Wednesday, July 22nd, beginning at 10 a.m. until Mass of Christian Burial at 11:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rapson, following a walk with Fran to her final resting place at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers or Mass offerings, you can generously donate to St. Thomas Aquinas Outreach Mass, OLLH Catholic School in Harbor Beach, or the St. Joseph Catholic Church Cemetery in Rapson Fund. Arrangements have been handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. You can share your memories with the family at RamseyFH.com. And Patricia Ann Emming, age 88, passed away Thursday, July 2nd. Pat was born on July 26, 1937, in Bad Axe. Pat married Raymond B. Emming on April 28, 1956. She is survived by her brothers, along with many nieces and nephews. A graveside service will take place at Sacred Heart Cemetery Sunday, July 26th at noon. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach.
Love country music? Then you need to go to the 158th Annual Huron Community Fair in Bad Axe on August 12th for a free country concert brought to you by AVS Broadband, Bayport State Bank, and Thumb Cellular. Headlining performer Waylon Hanna will be on stage from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on August 12th at the Huron Community Fair. Known for his traditional country sound and energetic live performances, Waylon Hanna has shared the stage with artists including Tracy Adkins, Josh Turner, and Lone Star. His sound? You're listening to Waylon right now.
Well, I know.
Be sure to check out his music at waylonhannell.com and then see him live in concert on August 12th at the 158th Annual Huron Community Fair. It's good old-fashioned fun for the whole family. We can't wait to see you there.
And we're back with your national and international news. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced a major enforcement action withholding a combined $1 billion in federal Medicaid funds from California and Minnesota. Federal officials claim the states failed to meet compliance standards required to root out systemic billing fraud, granting federal oversight agencies direct authority to remove noncompliant providers. State leaders fired back almost immediately, with Minnesota officials describing the withholding as a politically motivated move that jeopardizes essential coverage for low-income families. Legal challenges from both states are expected to be filed in federal court before the end of the week. And Saudi Arabia warned it will take all necessary international legal and military measures to protect its commercial shipping vessels. The announcement follows a directive issued by Houthi forces declaring a strict navigation ban against Saudi flag ships operating in adjacent waterways. Riyadh strongly condemned the blockade attempt, framing it as an aggressive escalation that undermines regional peace initiatives. Naval Task Force in the Red Sea have heightened alert levels to guarantee unhindered passage for international cargo tankers. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric at Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman and Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.